This is Nicole Tubiola, and I play Danny Davis.
And this is Kieran Hutchison. I'm playing Kerry Connolly.
This episode is 2012 for Love or Money. I wonder what that means. And it was directed by Doug Schwartz of Baywatch fame. And it was written by Lauren Segan, Christina Lynch, and Stephanie Ripps. What is this? Ticks me off about Matt and Julian. That's rude.
Not what you want to see right here.
My boyfriend. Well, my ex-boyfriend, but still, it's rude.
Moved on at lightning speed.
I know. One episode later. I love you, Danny. I love you, Julian. What is that?
And here's Kerry in lots of trouble. Trying to apologize again, sort of.
I'm actually not really sure that your mistake is what totally cost you. I mean, you just didn't tell her, right?
Yeah, no, I guess I was just trying to be sneaky at the ball there and not tell all the information. She packed a good punch.
Do you think your apologizing is working?
Yeah, not so much.
Baby, do you think that you have, like, any feelings for Julian anymore? Like, your character?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking that myself. I'm thinking once he met Chris, he was pretty much into her, I think. Is the way that I've been sort of playing it.
You think that Kerry loves Chris?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that kind of explains the whole thrust through the season, really, you know?
Yeah. Yay! Credits! The cast will sometimes all watch this together, and Ryan Sipek is so cute because when this comes on, he, like, sings it, gets all into it.
Knows all the words.
It's funny because that thing of me when they do, like, my name, I always think I look so surprised. Like, oh, what's going on?
It's fun seeing all this stuff from the first season.
I know. I always thought that they should have used the actual song Wildfire as our credit song, but
yeah, that was good.
Morning Light by Truman is great.
Mean old Danny.
I know. I don't actually think Danny's been mean this season. She's just trying to do what she needs to do.
She's only getting things done.
Well, Junior's not helping.
Well, everybody, I mean, this is the funny thing about the Breeders' Invitational. Everybody seems to be bringing out the worst in everybody, you know.
Everybody wants in.
Everybody's doing what they can.
This was so funny.
Yeah, he's great.
That's a terrible laugh I have.
How many takes was that? Just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. Well, you nailed it first time. I sort of like the idea that maybe you had to do that 5 times for him.
No. I think that most of this episode is done in one.
Now, we've always said that, like, Nicole and Ryan look like brother and sister big time. I mean, it's really good casting.
This is actually a real meal, a horse meal. I don't know what it's called, but it's real. Ryan actually feels like my brother. I think that we kind of look alike, and he actually feels like my brother. I mean, we treat each other like brother and sister.
Yeah, it comes across on screen, too, obviously, in these scenes. But I remember when I first saw him, I just went, wow, yeah, that could be Nicole's brother.
Getting no help from the brother. He doesn't want any part of it.
The old playboy.
The funny thing is that everybody needs in this race,
yeah.
In the Breeders. Like, it's very important to Davis Farms.
Yeah, the stakes are really high. That's what's so nice about these last few.
Yeah, Ishmael has to get into the Breeders. If Ishmael doesn't get into the Breeders, Davis Farms is essentially over, and Danny knows that. And it's important for Wildfire to get in as well, because the Ritters are just kind of climbing themselves out of that hole that they were in. And
it makes you go back and forth of who you want to back. You know, you really want Danny to get in, but then you think, well, Chris as well.
This is Chris Bruno. He's actually on another Pillar Segan show called The Dead Zone, which is on USA. Little plug for The Dead Zone.
I never met Chris.
I never met Chris either, because we weren't in scenes together.
Yeah.
But I hear he's very nice. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Poor old Charlie's not there anymore after...
Ari Gross plays Charlie. I love Charlie.
After that horrible little scene.
I'm not sure.
Tries to propose.
Now, do you see any, like, sparks between these two? I think this could be a possible new love interest. And I actually know nothing about anything, so...
You forget Charlie so quickly.
I know. Well, I love Charlie, but look, it's another boy.
You're probably right.
She just broke Charlie's heart, poor old Jean.
Yeah. There he is. He's doing some work.
This is something new for Danny and Junior, too. I mean, they've never not had money. And they do have money. It's just all tied up in land. You can't... They don't have anything in their bank accounts to take from. Is this a little shady? Of Danny.
Again, everybody doing what they can. Now, we don't know what your dad did yet, right?
No.
Just that he's in trouble.
Yeah, he's just in trouble. He's going to be under indictment. Now, this was funny because I don't consider myself very good at driving, but I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, you came
quick. I came raring in. I hit the gas. I did a little fishtail. I was pretty proud of myself. This is funny.
Somebody didn't knock. Catfight.
Yeah. I think that Jen actually hurt her hand when she did this.
I did this.
This is funny, though, because we actually did this scene a few times, and every time I'm coming all in, all ticked off and ready for a fight, and, like, two times I come in and start laughing, turn around, have to start over again. But this, I think that Danny could take on Chris. Like, I think that them in a fight would be pretty good. Like, I don't think Danny would be scared of breaking her nails. She would pull hair with the best of them.
I'd pay to see that. And here's Charlotte Salt.
Charlotte Salt. She is very nice. We had a great time working with Charlotte. She's also a very good actress.
Yeah, she is. Good character, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't quite understand where she's coming from.
Danny's nemesis, as I think everything will show.
This is in the hotel.
This is Jillian's hotel room.
It's a good set, though. Looks real.
Which we shoot on the stage, so we're not actually in a hotel. They built that.